With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says it's important to know that the U.S. would stand with Ukraine, not Russia.
I respect American people, and if, I don't know, if I think that we have to be very open and very honest, and I'm not sure that we did something bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to a free media. But there are things that where we have to understand the position of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Zelensky says the security issue is vital for the Ukrainians. Also at SRNnews.com, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says GOP lawmakers should use their majority to help the president expand the U.S. military.
I think we have a very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous it's been since the end of World War II. We've got not only the challenge of an adversary, a hostile adversary in China, but we also have what's going on with Iran and North Korea and, of course, Russia, who's also an aggressor.
McCormick says the Senate is working on the president's agenda from the cabinet to his plans for the budget.
We've been working hard to get the president's nominees in place and are now turning to this. And I think you'll see a lot of movement over the next few weeks, hopefully in the direction of a good, strong resolution.
Israel is stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip. The prime minister's office did not elaborate on the decision, but warned of, quote, additional consequences if Hamas does not accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for an extension of the ceasefire. It was not immediately clear if the supply of aid has been completely halted. The first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, which included a surge in humanitarian assistance, expired yesterday. More online at srnnews.com. Americans are sounding off on their favorite issues. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion has headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. In the meantime, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney's ruling from September striking down the measure remains on hold. A key move in the world of baseball, correspondent Jason Walker pitches us the story.
President Trump says he will issue a complete pardon of Pete Rose, who was banned from the game and the Hall of Fame for sports betting. Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social saying Rose, quote, shouldn't have been gambling on baseball, but he only bet on his team winning. The president said he would sign a pardon for Rose over the next few weeks. Rose died last fall at the age of 83. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of Microsoft 365 customers reported issues with services like Outlook yesterday. The company said Saturday in a series of posts on the social platform X that it was investigating the issue which affected various Microsoft 365 services. Microsoft also said it had identified a potential cause of impact and had reverted the suspected code to alleviate impact. More online at srnnews.com.